Coming up on All Access.
I said, let's take the New Orleans deal.
Pick at 60.
Pick at 60.
Write down Cyrus Jones for the pick, and then we're moving 61.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing? Congratulations, you're a New England Patriot.
We're excited about the players that we're bringing in. You know, we're just trying to take advantage of the opportunity that we had last weekend in the draft, and you know, we're excited to get started with the group.
No, it was surreal. I couldn't believe it was happening. And like you said, I was their first pick. So, I mean, that says a lot about what they think about me as a player.
The 2016 NFL Draft is in the books. The Patriots have made 9 selections. And this weekend, those players begin their introduction into the Patriots organization. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Including undrafted free agents, nearly 15 new members have joined the Patriots as rookie camp begins this weekend. And this draft class will be the main topic of discussion for this show. Let's start with a look inside the draft room, where the Patriots' first selections were made 1 week ago tonight.
I said, let's take the New Orleans deal.
Pick at 60.
Pick at 60.
Write down Cyrus Jones for the pick, and then we're moving 61.
All right, Cyrus, here's Coach Belichick.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing? Congratulations, you're a New England Patriot. Excited to have you. Always good to get another Crimson Tide guy up here. I'm going to turn it over here to Mr. Kraft. He wants to welcome you to the team as well.
Cyrus, congratulations. You know, we had great experience with Crimson Tide and guys from Alabama. And you run back punts too, eh? So we look forward to having you here, and I look forward to meeting you next week.
Joe, last name is Tooney.
The New England Patriots and Tom Brady select Joe Tooney.
Hey, Joe, it's Coach Belichick. How you doing? I'm ready to make you a New England Patriot. Congratulations. Great to have you on the team.
Hey, Joe, congratulations. I'm most impressed that you're a graduate student in international studies. Well, I look forward to meeting you next week, Joe.
All right, Jimmy, let it go. Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, Jacoby, congratulations. Here's some scruff.
You know, you're from West Palm Beach, eh?
Hey, Vincent, congratulations. We're getting ready to make you a New England Patriot here.
The New England Patriots select Vincent Valentine.
I like all that celebration in the background. How many members of the family? One of you, that's great.
Jimmy, write down this name. Okay, first name Malcolm. Last name Mitchell.
Congratulations. My favorite quarterback is going to be very excited. You wrote a children's book? You'll autograph it. Give me a special deal, and I'll buy a bunch of them. Okay?
You guys, write this name down. Common, Rubier, Hill, Landon, Roberts, Ted, Karras, Devin, Lucian.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Good. We're about ready to make you a New England Patriot, so congratulations.
But you're from Hawaii, eh? You're number one solo tackler in the country. That's pretty cool. Fifth family member in the NFL. I'm excited. I like having guys with speed. Good luck, and I look forward to meeting you, and congratulations.
Well, it's always interesting to see the things that take place inside the draft room. Joining me now is Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, and here's a question I have. Did the Patriots address their biggest need?
In my opinion, they did, because I felt corner all along was the biggest need. I thought the depth there was really questionable. I love Malcolm Butler. I like what he did last year. I thought Logan Ryan made strides, but I really didn't have much comfort with anybody behind them. So at the very least, Cyrus Jones helps in that department, and I think he's going to help on special teams too.
They were fortunate that Butler and Ryan were healthy all year last year because they didn't have a lot of depth there.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to answer no, Steve, and I think when I answer no, I'm going to look at the running back position. I was convinced they were going to come out of this draft with a running back. That doesn't mean that they're in bad shape for 2016, but I thought they could have used an upgrade at that spot, and they didn't get it.
All right, we'll get to more of that later on the show. Do not go anywhere. That's interesting stuff. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access,
we'll discuss the just concluded 2016 draft with Patriots personnel director Nick Caserio.
We just try to adjust just like we do in a game, to adjust to what, you know, what's happening and try to make the best decision at the time.
And later, we catch up with a current Patriot hoping to capture Olympic gold this summer.
Hopefully I can make everybody proud.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Draft day, you know, it was a great day. I mean, my family, all of us were around. We had a big old cookout. My whole family was there.
Okay. All right. Get him on the phone.
It was nerve-wracking, you know, just... I think the uncertainty was the biggest thing, you know, not knowing where you would go, where you would be living, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, guys, write this name down.
Yep.
Shaquille Mason.
It was a 508 area code, and I saw, you know, it was Massachusetts, and it didn't really hit me until I actually answered the phone. I was just like, you know, who's calling me? And not thinking that this is the draft and all of that. So, you know, I saw the area code, and I answered it.
We're about to make you a New England Patriot, so congratulations.
This New England Patriots, and we're going to take you with the, you know, 100 and whatever pick. And the whole family just went crazy. And we kind of lost connection from then on because my family was screaming and they were trying to talk. So it was like, you know, we'll just call you back.
Really, really excited to get you. And congratulations. Look forward to working with you here.
The rest of that night felt like I was dreaming. The next day, it didn't feel real. So it was, you know, it was just a surreal moment for me.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Thanks for joining us here. And Director of Player Personnel, Nick Caserio, joins me again. Talked to you last week. Now I get to give you some draft grades. I mean, on the radio show, we're giving B+, C. Isn't it the dumbest thing you've ever heard that, you know, there's all these analysts that put out the Patriots had a B+ or an A? Your take.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing. Not really sure what all that means. I mean, the reality is the weekend, we're just trying to find players that we think are going to help our team in some capacity. I mean, they haven't even shown up. They're going to show up this weekend, first have our first opportunity to work with them on the field, in the classroom, and actually start to get rolling with them. So we're excited about the players that we're bringing in. You know, we just try to take advantage of the opportunities that we had last weekend in the draft, and you know, we're excited to get started with the group.
I want to take you back to your first draft. The first player you lost, what did that feel like? Like you said, boy, we're going to get this guy, but we lost him. Somebody maybe traded up to get him in front of us.
Yeah, you control the things that you can control. I mean, you go into it with X amount of players that you feel comfortable drafting at certain positions, and inevitably you're going to lose players along the way. So you just sort of have to, it's like kind of a game. Like you turn a page after the game, you move on to the next week. So if a player comes off the board, then you just go ahead and move on to the next player, and then you make a decision regardless of the position that you feel is best for the team.
Conversely, the pick's up, you're on the board, the player's still on the board. Is it like one where you just want to keep the phone down, cross the T's, dot the I's, make sure this is the pick that you want, because that's the guy you targeted?
Sure, you keep an open mind. Really, even the trade that we ended up doing there at the end of the second round, like we had 60 and 61 back-to-back, so we made the pick at 60, and as we were actually going through the process, we got a call from Coach Payton, or Coach Belichick has got the call from Coach Payton, you know, about trading a pick. So we just try to adjust, just like we do in a game, to adjust to what, you know, what's happening and try to make the best decision at the time.
All right. You got these young kids coming in for the weekend. It's kind of exciting time because really that's where you turn the page. You get to see them face to face, get them together as a group. What do you expect, or what should they expect from a Patriots standpoint, the indoctrination into this organization?
Sure. They're going to go through a significant transition. They've gone from their program to kind of then their training. Now they're going to come in into a controlled environment. They actually know where they're going to be for the duration here now. It's not this uncertainty of where am I going to end up. So they have a lot to learn. They have a long way to go, but it's their opportunity. Everybody starts from the same spot. Everybody's starting from ground zero, and they're going to be judged based on their performance and what they do while they're in their building, not necessarily what has happened in the past. So everybody's going to get the same opportunity. We're excited to work with them. They probably don't know as much as they think they know, but they'll find out enough when they get here.
So. Or you could be like Garoppolo 2 years ago. He shows up. Wow, this is a playbook, right? Hey, good luck this weekend, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Yep, you got
it. More Patriots All Access back right after this. Thanks for joining us.
One of the Patriots' under-the-radar moves this offseason was the re-signing of safety and special teams stalwart Nate Ebner.
Nice job by Nate Ebner.
This spring, Ebner has been given permission to be away from the team at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California. His goal? To earn a spot on the first U.S. Olympic rugby team in 92 years and compete in the 31st Olympiad in Rio de Janeiro this summer.
I'm extremely lucky. It means a lot to not only me personally, but I mean, it means a lot to my family. To not only re-sign with the first-class organization like the Patriots that we've had so much success and it's been great to be a part of, and then have them allow me to leave and go do this and then come back. I mean, words don't really do it justice, and I'm just, hopefully I can make everybody proud and make it, and I'm gonna be happy that I took the chance to represent my country.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by Geico. The Patriots' first selection in the 2016 draft comes from college football royalty and also happens to have one of the coolest nicknames in the sport. Miranda Mason introduces us to cornerback Cyrus Jones.
I'm sure it's been a whirlwind for you, and we all know Tuscaloosa, Alabama is a little bit different than New England. You've been here maybe a matter of hours, but do you like it so far?
Yeah, the people are great. You know, everybody's welcomed me, and, you know, I'm starting to feel right at home.
The Patriots used their first pick of the 2016 draft on you. What was your first thought when your phone rang?
You know, it was surreal. I couldn't believe it was happening. And like you said, I was their first pick. So, I mean, that says a lot about what they think about me as a player. And, you know, I'm excited to get to work and make them feel like they chose the right guy.
You've played in 2 national championships, 2 Sugar Bowls, a Cotton Bowl. Do you think playing in those high-profile college football games has prepared you for what you're going to see in the NFL?
I think it's a whole different monster, honestly. I mean, playing in those type of stages, it can help me out, but I think it's still going to be an adjustment and just something that I'm going to have to get used to. But I think being in big games, it will help me to a certain extent.
What about playing for Coach Saban? Does his mindset prepare you better than maybe students coming out of other programs as they enter in the NFL?
Yes, I think, you know, the way Coach Saban runs his program and the people we have around us preparing us for what to expect at the next level has definitely, you know, prepared us to come in here and kind of make that quick adjustment, you know, possibly faster than some other guys would that didn't come through our program.
Something that makes you valuable as a player is your ability to return punts. Do you see that as something that you hope to get a chance to do with the Patriots?
Definitely. I love returning punts, and it's something that's fun to me. And I think, you know, this game's a fun game, and if you're not having fun while doing it, then you shouldn't be playing it. So that's definitely one of the things I enjoy most about playing football.
What makes that so fun?
I think it's just exciting, you know, just being back there. You don't know where the punt's going to go. And just having that ability to be able to make a game-changing play. And first and foremost, you know, set the offense up in great field position. You know, I think that's a very important part of the game.
All right, Cyrus. Well, thank you very much. And I want to wish you the best of luck and welcome to New England. More of Patriots All Access when we come back.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
This fall, the Patriots organization will recognize their first Super Bowl championship team with the 15-year anniversary of the 2001 Patriots. Throughout the year, we'll update fans on the whereabouts and lives of several members of that Super Bowl team. As a rookie defensive lineman, Richard Seymour played a vital role in Super Bowl 36, laying the foundation for a great 8-year run as a Patriot.
By Richard Seymour.
Today, one of Seymour's hobbies is to compete on the World Poker Tour, which is where we caught up to him earlier this month.
Poker is a really fascinating game. It demands so much of you. You have to check your ego at the door. It's a game where it's mentally tough. You have to dissect situation. And I felt like I, you know, honed in on all of those skills as I played.
Yeah, really good.
Back here at CBS Scene Live, draft night edition of Patriots All Access. Before the night is over, who's definitely going to be a Patriot?
Cornerback out of Alabama, Cyrus Jones, four-down player. Every time I hear a cornerback and four-down player, I think of New England Patriots. Played for Nick Saban. I think it makes a lot of sense.
We had a crystal ball, and that was from last week's show. Paul Perillo nailed it.
That's right.
Right on the button.
Woo. That's right.
Back now with our panel discussion. What's that?
Do you want to know who's at the top of the big board for next
year?
Yeah,
go ahead. No, let's not even look that far ahead.
Okay.
Hey, but I do have to congratulate you. Right. That was a good pick, wasn't it?
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah. Every once in a while, Steve.
What a fluke.
Well, now that you nailed that one, give me another pick that you think is going to help this team that they've selected.
I really like Malcolm Mitchell. I think he's the young outside receiver that this team has really been searching for a while. They thought they had it a few years ago with Aaron Dobson, and it really hasn't panned out. I like the idea of this guy, and I also like his ability to return as well. So I think not only they got two young players who might be able to contribute right away, but they got two young potential returners that might be able to take some of the load off of guys like Edelman and Amendola and some others. So I do feel like it won't be a high priority. Malcolm Mitchell's not going to come in here and light the world on fire offensively, but I do think he can contribute right away.
One thing I'd add on Mitchell, just watch for the knees. That's the reason he was available in the fourth round. Talked to some teams around the league. Some didn't even have him on their draft board, but if he's healthy, that's a nice pick there in the fourth.
Now, you thought running back was your biggest need. Give me a name that you think will help this team that they did pick.
Yeah, well, let's go with Joe Tooney, the third-round pick, you know, for their first third-round pick, an offensive lineman that played all five positions at NC State. And when I call around to different teams around the league, that's the one pick that everyone sort of pointed to and said, that's a good player, you know, tough, smart, durable, versatile, a real Patriot-type pick. I'm surprised they made the pick because if you had told me going in, guard center, which is where he really projects to play, do they need a player like that? I didn't think they needed one, but they obviously think he's an upgrade from what they have.
They also addressed the quarterback situation, Jacoby Brissett. Were you guys surprised that they took his style of quarterback?
Yeah, I was surprised it was that early in the style, Steve, to be honest with you. I thought they would take a quarterback. I thought it would be probably one of those sixth-round picks. You know, I thought there were a number of developmental types available. They went a lot earlier, and they love this guy. They obviously love the intel they have from guys that they really trust, and Bill Parcells and Charlie Weiss. I think that's a big part of it. But it really confused me a little bit because of the style of play. He's got great size. He absolutely has all the measurables, but he's more of a runaround playmaker, and I'm not sure that's conducive to what the Patriots want to do. Maybe they're going to be gearing a little bit more toward that style in the future.
Because of what Paul said, he wasn't a player, Steve, that I looked at before the draft and said that's a natural fit for the Patriots.
Right.
After the draft, when you hear about Bill Parcells, Charlie Weiss, and the intangibles that he has as a quarterback, then it starts to make a little more sense. The timing in the draft that they picked him, 91st overall, was also a little bit of a surprise to me because when you do that, you're basically making a commitment that we're going to keep you on the 53-man roster for the whole year. The last time they had three quarterbacks on a roster was 2011, and that's the only time they've had three quarterbacks on over the last 7-8 seasons, so I thought that was notable as well.
All right, guys. Great job as usual.
Thanks.
The Patriots
Thanks,
have
Steve.
Reloaded. Thank you very much. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.